Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's going on?
Hi, I'm just looking for some advice because my friends just, they're terrible at this kind of thing. So I moved into a new condo and there's this guy in my building. He always says hi. He's always smiling at me. And then he's really cute, by the way. And then the other day he asked me out to dinner and I kind of froze and I was like, well, let me get back to you. And I just want to know, is it weird to go out with a new neighbor?
That's a good question.
Yeah, when you're the new person in the neighborhood, like, that's a little bit tricky, right? Because what if you go out, you find out he's crazy and you can't stand him? Or, I mean, it doesn't even have to be that extreme. Just you go out and it's weird. He's not your type. It's awkward. And then every time you cross him from now on, walking into the building or in the parking lot or whatever, you're like, yeah, hi. You know, it's, I don't know.
Right.
And you never know his history around it. Maybe everybody in the building knows he's actually insane. And maybe you're the only person who doesn't know.
Right. But that's kind of scary. I would want to find out, right?
Well, here's the other side. You know, Paul, my now husband, was the boy next door in college.
Uh-huh.
And like, maybe this is just your love story and that you moved into a new place. And that's what I immediately think. And I'm like, the guy upstairs is cute and you ask him out and you get married and live happily ever after. Mm. Like, right?
I'd probably roll that dice like month 11 in the lease. That's what I would probably prefer to do that.
Did you search him online and do like his like, you know, stalk his Facebook and social media pages? Do you have his last name?
I don't have his last name yet.
Oh, no.
I don't have his last name.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
come on.
You know, like, the boy next door story could be really beautiful. So,
no, okay, here's what we have to do to start. First, you have to go into his mail.
Right.
Into
get his mail,
and
girl.
And go see what his last name is and then see if you can stalk him online. But I don't.
But I'll seem like the crazy neighbor.
I guess that's true.
No, you need to go search
but,
that dude.
But what's she going to do? She's going to go in his mailbox for real?
Like, yeah, and then his arrest record. I mean, anyways, if it exists.
What if he's just the nice guy that lives upstairs that thinks she's pretty and would like to take her out?
Well, we'll find out once we have one of those reverse searches. Definitely get his last name.
All right. Why don't we, let's see what our audience says. Let's see if there's other people that have been in the situation before. Would you go out with a neighbor? You cool with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Let's do a poll.
All right. Stand by. We'll report back.
1-800-330-9999. What do you think?
Kristen sent an email and she called her upstairs neighbor who she just moved into a new condo complex, asked her out on a date. She says he's cute, seems nice, but would you go out with a neighbor you don't know anything about? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Not really. She had to get to know him first. Like, can you change phone numbers first and talk a little bit before going out for dinner?
Before I even give somebody the number, I'm going to watch for a while. It's like playing cards, Anna. Like, I sit down at a new table. I don't want to be check-raising the guy right across from me right away. I want to watch him play a little while. I want to know what their tendencies are.
Yeah, but how long, if somebody asks you out to dinner, how long can you postpone giving a response?
Let them know that there is a 3-week observation period coming after that, and then you'll get back to them.
But that's not real. Like, you can't do that with real people.
Oh,
hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you date a neighbor? What do you think?
I think that the last caller should do her homework, just like you said. But it could be a love story. I lived in my house for 20-something years, and the neighbor that lived 9 houses down still does. We ended up getting married. We've been married for 22 years and had 5 kids.
See, I just think that just automatically assuming it's going to end badly is wrong, because everybody's love story has to start with a story, and this could be their story.
Yeah, you know,
I totally agree.
All those cold case shows that I watch too, they also start with something.
Okay.
They do. They See? Start with a story also. Right. Thank
yeah.
you for the call.
Right. Hi, it's Ann on Raven. Would you date a neighbor?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think I would ask around, and I did this when I went to college. A guy that I really, really liked, but I didn't know too much about him. I asked everybody in the dorm. It's different when you're in a condo. But I ended up marrying this guy that I really, really liked, and asked the girls in the dorm. And, you know, so they said, yeah, he's a really nice guy. And that was it.
Huh. So, it's true. It's easier to ask, like, the fun girls that live across from you in the dorm versus, like, the strange 86-year-old woman who lives at her cat's next
right.
door.
What have you seen?
Yeah.
Right. What does this creepy dude right. do? Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you go out with a stranger if you just moved in next to a new place?
Actually, yes. My husband, I was really young when I met him, but he was my neighbor. I was only, like, 19, and we've been together now for like 12 years, and we have 2 beautiful children.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
You know who's not calling us, Anna? The people who went missing
okay.
after they went on that date.
All right.
They're not calling us because they're missing.
All right. Yeah. It would make it convenient for him to rob her apartment after, because he knows that she's gone.
Right. Anna and Raven, what would you do? Would you go out on the date with the new neighbor? Well, you're the new neighbor. Would you go out on the date with the other neighbor?
I think that she should just go out with him during the day in public and get to know him. And it's, you know, men do it all the time. They go out with a woman, they don't like her, they dump her. It's no big deal. I don't see why women should have to worry about, oh, what if I don't like him? Men don't worry about that.
Well, I think the bigger concern is that she has to look at him every day.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
still
after,
lives
if it
there.
Doesn't work out one way or the other, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even dump somebody after a date or two. You just don't go out with them
again. You
just
don't call them back.
Yeah, there's no formality involved, but then it's just awkward.
You're right. Anna and Raven, would you go out with the next door neighbor?
Absolutely not. No way. Because God forbid something bad were to happen, you literally have to see him all the time. He's going to be around. He knows where you live. Things could be very awkward. I think worst case scenario.
Right, right.
Me too.
Or you go out with them and you end up spraying them in the face with bear mace.
Unless,
all the same situations.
Still awkward.
Right, all the same situations would arise after. You are correct.
Hey, Chris, remember when I sprayed you with bear mace? FedEx guy made this butt drop off for you.
Are we still undecided?
Yeah. What would you do? It's like down the middle. 1-800-330-9999. Would you date a neighbor? Got a call earlier. She just moved into a new condo complex, and the guy upstairs, who she says is very cute and very nice and smiles at her all the time, asked her out on a date. She's kind of had a dilemma, because would you go out with a stranger when you just moved into a new place and you don't know anything about them?
Could make it totally weird every time you're getting in and out of your car or taking the trash to the dumpster, that's for sure.
What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
I would not date a neighbor that I don't know anything about. I feel like there could be like a safety issue. Mm. I would kind of wait and get to know him a little bit better and then decide if I want to go on a date with him.
You know, it seems like prudence, Anna, to ask around the neighborhood. But then again, if you're the new girl asking around the neighborhood about that person, let's say he knows everybody in the neighborhood. They're going to tell him that she's been asking about whether or not he's crazy.
Right.
And then he's like, you know what? To hell with you. I'm not going out with you anyway.
Such a tough situation.
It is weird, right?
What do you do? Right. What do you think? Would you go out with a new neighbor not knowing anything about them?
I don't know. Because what if it doesn't go well? I mean, maybe I'm jaded, but I feel like we would go out and then he would show me some weird tic that he had and I would end up having to move.
Right? Right. Like, I'm with you. And then let's say you go out on this awkward date and mm-hmm. you don't move after that, but obviously you're not hanging out with this person anymore. He's no longer smiling at you in the hallway or whatever. Let's say one day you come out and there's a scratch on your car. I mean, it could have been anything. A bird could have dive bombed your car. Somebody could have walked by with a carriage. It could have literally been anything. But in your mind, you're like, that son of a B in 11A.
Mm.
It's him. He right. did this to me.
As a side note.
Yes.
Raven and I have both been out of the date game for a long time. How often do you go on a first date when they start showing you inappropriate pictures on their phone? Because I feel like you're not the first person to say that to me. Like, is that just common now? Like, you sit down, you order appetizers, and you pull out the camera roll, and you start texting the picture? I'm confused.
I don't know, but it definitely has happened. I've seen pictures. I don't know. People are just very bold and maybe kind of dumb in the dating world. It's the wild, wild west.
Okay.
What do you think? Should she go out with the neighbor, St. Anne Raven?
I mean, I would say just go. Even though you are taking a big risk, like life is made with big risks, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like go for it, but don't put too much pressure and maybe don't take the first date too seriously. Think about it before you actually make some sort of first move, because yeah, that person lives right there, and unless you want to be moving anytime soon, it could get awkward if it goes south.
Yeah.
And definitely leave your locator on for your girl.
Right.
And have your girl call with that call, like when they call like 20 minutes in, Anna, and they call and they go, all right, are you cool? Or do you need me to act like this is an emergency and get you out of there? Like, I feel like that's always a good plan.
Definitely. And the good news is, if God forbid something happens, they know where he lives.
That's true.
True that.
But are we trying to solve crimes or just make sure that we've got a happy living space?
I don't know. Kristen, we tried and everybody seems split down the middle, but let us know what you decide to do. Good luck.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humor. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.